Finally, we've been pushing Ireland as a tourist destination pretty hard in recent years, and with some success. Cultural offerings and natural beauty have all been to the fore in trying to entice visitors to these shores. But it appears that the greatest lure is the pub. Let's talk now to Tony Foley, lecturer at DCU, who has conducted some research on this. Tony Foley, what is your research which you've published today showing?
Well, the research is based on what might be called official statistics, Fall to Ireland, CSO, Revenue Commissioners, and two of the keynote figures would be that Fall to Ireland asked overseas visitors that what experiences did they anticipate as one of the reasons why they would choose to come to Ireland, and 80% of respondents said a visit to an Irish pub, and this was the top-ranked item. And on the exit side, tourists were asked, what did you do when you were in Ireland, and the top-ranked item was 83% of overseas visitors saying listening to Irish music in a pub was one of their activities. So the pub is a central part of their tourism experience, the ambience of the pub, the Irish music and so on. Now, the tourism contribution that the pub industry provides goes a bit beyond that, because the largest single fee-paying attraction is actually still the Guinness Storehouse, where there's almost 1.2 million visitors in 2013. And, of course, that's followed by Old Jemison Distillery, which is about 250,000 visitors. And then there are visitor centres around the country. So it's a significant part of the tourism experience. About 90% plus of the visitors to the tourist attractions of the drinks industry would be international tourists. So it's a major contribution to the international tourist experience here.
OK, thanks indeed for that. Tony Foley there, lecturer at DCU on the continuing appeal of the Irish pub.